MTV Cast.
Hey, everybody. This is Jason Morrell. I'm calling in from Lake Mary. And what can I say? It's been a brutal ride, to say the least. Finally got through the panhandle a couple days ago. That was probably the hardest thing I've ever done. And I've done the Colorado Trail and Arizona, part of the Arizona Trail. And this the sheer just rawness and brutalness of the trail and everything that ranks right up there. I'm walking through endless swamps to hundreds of miles, soft, loose sand roads. Some nice single track mixed in, but it's mainly very raw type stuff. Had a crazy experience last night. Sorry, I'm just really tired right now. Didn't sleep at all last night. Anyway, it's my story. It's been getting down in the 40s, low 40s at nighttime, so I didn't bring a sleeping bag, so I've been getting cold almost every night. So last night I decided to finally find a good place, a little campsite, built a fire just to try to stay warm. Well, anyway, got the fire going, fell asleep. I had some crazy dream about that I accidentally set the woods on fire or something. Anyway, I woke up, jumped up, and I had a huge fireball in my lap. What happened is, I guess an ember had flown off the fire and landed on my bivy, and when a spark hits nylon, it comes instant. Anyway, it blew up on me, and so anyway, I burned a hole through my bivy and through my Marmon jacket, which I had draped over my legs, and the worst thing was it burned a hole in my air mattress, which I was really bummed about, because the air mattress is one of the best things that I've got with me. So anyway, I laid there for a little while after I'd swatted the whole fire out and thanking God that I hadn't burnt myself and that it hadn't gone all the way through my leg warmers. After a while, I got up and I was like, man, I got to fix this air mattress because it sucks not having one. So I got the contact cement out of my patch kit for my inner tubes and got some Gorilla Tape and glued it back and hopes and it seemed to be holding, so hopefully I got that fixed. But anyway, my Marmon jacket, it's hoodless and kind of a little better ventilation than it was before, and minus for my bivy, well, it's definitely a lot more ventilated than it was before.